Today we're going to show you how to play piano without you having to know how to play the piano. Silly.
This episode brought to you by GoToMeeting.
Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here. Welcome to iPad 365, the show where we look at apps to keep your iPad at play. Like for instance, on Monday we talked about this great app to figure out how to manage your money, which is always nice, so a little reminders when the bills are coming up. And then, of course, we talked about a couple cool games, the Snoopy Fair on last Friday, and then, of course, Fix-It Felix, which was the game that is talking about Wreck-It Ralph, the movie that's now in theaters and doing pretty well. I saw it in the theaters. That was awesome. It was a great movie, so I can't wait to get it on DVD. I will be purchasing that, because it was a very exciting movie. So anyway, neither here or there, let's talk about this app, because that's what it's all about, is talking about the cool stuff that I find on the App Store. I like to say, usually I say interweb, but I guess it's the App Store. Would it be the Apper Web? Let's call it the Apper Web. Okay, we find it on the Apper Web. It works, right? Okay. Anyway, it's called Magic Piano, and basically what is it? It's kind of like a Rock Band, or of course, we talked about the Glee app, where you could sing into the iPad, and it would actually follow your voice and then go from there. But Magic Piano works just a little bit differently. Basically, what happens is you pick a song, you can choose from one of the free songs that you get, or of course, you earn their little in-store credits, and then you buy new songs. Like, for instance, they have Train's Hey Soul Sister here, which is 75 coins, or whatever they call their monetary value. You can buy more coins through their in-app purchase, and then, of course, get a whole bunch of these great songs. And there's a big one here, a big group here from Carrie Underwood. We have Bruno Mars. We have Lady Antebellum, Miley Cyrus, so on and so forth. We got the free songs, we got my songs, we got what's new, songs on sale and top of the charts. My songs, of course, I've been using a lot of the free songs, like for instance, Amazing Grace and Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, and then of course the Super Mario Brothers theme. So basically what happens is you choose your theme. What you see is these little dots. Now they're kind of sitting there waiting for me to touch the screen, and they'll wait. And when I hit the first one, that's when it'll hit the first note. And it'll go through the Super Mario themes. Now, I'm not going to play the theme. You're not going to hear the theme because of the fact that there's copyright issues, and I don't want to get into that. But the whole point is, every time you tap the screen, it'll make the sound da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know how the Mario theme goes. And, of course, if you go too slow, it's saying, hey, you're going too slow. Of course, if you tap on them, it'll go too fast. It's multi-polyphony, as you just saw. I just tapped. I can actually use all 8 fingers to go through it. And of course, there it gets really complicated, where you're using 2 fingers to 4 fingers. I don't think I've seen anything more than 4. But I suppose as songs come out, you'll probably get more complex songs, and therefore you'll have all these other songs where you're using up to 8 fingers. Now, of course, it also depends on where you place your finger. Like, for instance, if I place my finger to the far left, where this is about in the middle for that next note, but if I place it to the far left, it says it's too slow, but it'll also say you're too far away, you're too left to that. So we'll go too slow, too slow, too slow, too slow, and too far left. There we go, too far right. And then, of course, as you keep going, you try and get hit exactly where the dots are. And, of course, I can't hear what the music is, so I don't know if I'm going too fast, too slow, or anything like that, or I can have a little bit of fun with this and really make a fast da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know, so on and so forth, and have a little bit of fun with this. As you go, if you're doing it right, you get score. If you don't do it right, you don't get any score. And then you go from there. You can go back in, let's go back to the songbook here. You get up to 3 stars. Of course, as a musician, I know how to play the song on piano, so it's a little bit easier for me to work with polyphony. But it's a great way for you, especially a young musician, to really work on getting the notes hit at the right exact time, because it will tell you if you hit the note at the wrong time. And it really looks at that. It's not perfect. It's a great tool, but it's something to have fun with more than use as a device to hone in your piano playing skills. For example, if you want to learn how to play piano, play a piano. So check it out. Once again, it's called Magic Piano. It's in the App Store, absolutely free. There are in-app purchases for some of the other songs, but you got a great list of songs to start with. And it's a lot of fun. You can have a lot of fun with the family with Magic Piano. You know, meetings are essential to the way that we work. It's an opportunity to share ideas, to problem solve, and to develop creative solutions. But if your team is spread out throughout the United States, like my team is, it's almost difficult to even get a meeting together. Unless you have a program like GoToMeeting with HD Faces, it's the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. I've been using this program for over 4 years. We've used it for roundtables, we've used it for CES gathering meetings, and a whole bunch of others. I've even used it to do business, and it works every single time. I can see people face to face, and we can work things out. No matter where everyone is located, GoToMeeting allows you to see everybody, share the same screen, making it easier to be on that same page. And with the HD video conferencing, you can see everybody eye to eye so you can collaborate and get the meeting done in one shot. And the best part is you can actually see it. You can use your Mac, you can use your PC, you can use your phone, you can use your tablet. But the really exciting news is now, not only can you join a meeting using your iPad, you can also start a meeting using your iPad. Check it out. Put it into your business toolbox. It's a great program. I'm going to give you 30 days for free. Simply visit gotomeeting.com. Click the Try It Free Now button, enter in that code PODCAST. PODCAST gets you 30 days of this great software by Citrix, and of course it helps iPad 365 get these shows out to you. So remember, use that promo code PODCAST for GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing. And that's this episode of iPad 365. What'd you think of Magic Piano? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Let me know. You can Twitter me over at iPad365. Of course, iPad365show@gmail.com is the email address. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, once again, you know, we're part of the podcast awards, and of course, Dan Tech History and Geekazine both are nominated for Best Produced and Educational. So please go over to podcastawards.com and vote for Dan Tech History and Educational and Geekazine and Best Produced. And you can, of course, you can vote every single day, so please come back every day and vote for it. Got my fingers crossed that we'll get a podcast award out of this. But I thank you very much for nominating me, because Day in Tech History and Geekazine really surprised about that. So I'm really happy. All right. We will be back on Friday when we'll show you another cool app. And we're going to have a lot of fun with it. And of course, we'll do that on Friday when it will be another episode of iPad 365. My name is Jeffrey Powers. Thanks a lot for watching. Thanks a lot for listening. And until then, you guys, geek out.
You should follow Graphite on Twitter @GraphiteINC.